from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, the no fear thing has kind of bitten me in the butt a couple times, because when I go to Highmark, I'm sure there's going to be a piece of my rib on the 30-yard line. I didn't see Ed. Ed came up and apologized to me. No, my one condition for signing here was I just can't be locker mates with Matt Milano. No, I'm just kidding. No, honestly, the ribs are good. 2 years later, we finally healed.
Mike White. Go back and watch that hit right now.
It's the hardest hit you can legally give out, I think, in the NFL.
Bill's new quarterback on the practice squad. Here it is, the Milano huge hit on Mike White.
It's like a spear more than a hit, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
like a WWE spear.
Roman Reigns, yeah.
Roman Reigns. I would have said Edge. But
it might be. It might be Edge. Sorry.
Isn't it the same thing?
Roman Reigns had a spear.
I think they both do. Isn't it the same thing?
They might both have a spear. I don't know. I'm embarrassed to not know, unfortunately. But yeah, it is. I just paused it right in the moment where Milano's shoulder is right into Mike White, the lower ribs,
yeah.
Right where the pads probably start to stop.
Mm-hmm. Are you watching in full speed too?
I am. Slow motion might be even better. You see more of the head movement.
Uh-huh.
And man, he is down. That's a rough one.
Doesn't he come back in that game? I think I remember that, because I think Bills fans on Twitter were like, there was more of a moment of respect for a Jet than I've ever seen in my life, because it was ever like, wow, look at this guy.
Yeah.
He's back?
Was
really?
The Oliver hit after that or before that, though?
Must have been.
I think it was after.
I don't remember the Oliver hit.
No, there was another hit after he came back, and it was like the same thing. Like, it was, Rocky in one of the, someone where,
throw
like,
the towel.
But, like, they won't stop. Like,
yeah, Rocky
guy,
four.
Throw in the towel. And there's Mike White just taking these licks, and he just kept getting up.
For the Jets. Of all the teams to take all those hits for.
Yeah.
Speaking of New York football teams, you just alerted me to something. Malik Nabers is switching to number one.
Yes.
I saw he was going to wear number one, which, in my opinion, you should skyrocket his fantasy stock.
Mm-hmm.
Switching to number one as a stud receiver. Like, we've got some real good number ones and number zeros. Keon Coleman wearing number zero is pretty good.
Yep.
Curtis Samuel wearing number one, that's good. And Malik Nabers is going to wear number one. The Giants unretired the number. I did not know this was the first number ever retired.
Yeah, in pro football at least. I think it was 1936 for Ray Flaherty.
Flaherty. Ray Flaherty, who... Here's how you know
1935.
It was the 20s and the 30s. The story of Ray Flaherty, he played end for the Giants.
Uh-huh.
And along the way, ready? Flaherty played end, joined the Giants in 1929, and after 2 years as the Gonzaga basketball coach. He joined awesome. The Giants in 1929, and after 2 years as the Gonzaga basketball coach, returned from 31 to 35. And then later became a football coach.
Mm-hmm.
He's credited with the behind-the-line screen pass and the two-platoon substitution system.
Mm.
In the Hall of Fame in 1976, Ray yeah. Flaherty.
You know it's the 30s when you go to his pro football reference page and his position is R.E.? Yeah. So what, right end?
Right end.
And he led the NFL in receiving. With 21 catches for 350 yards, by the way, is what he led the NFL in receiving with.
So it turns out it's up to the family to decide here, right? Like, I guess...
Yeah, he got permission from...
The Flahertys.
The family, yeah. That you can wear number one.
Do you only need permission from the family? I'd imagine it's the family and the team.
I think probably both. Probably both.
There are some franchises that have the same number retired by two people. Don't the Yankees have two guys with the same number retired? Or the New York Rangers. There are some franchises that have, two guys wore this number and we retired it for both of them.
Okay.
I'm checking to see if the Yankees are one of them. Somebody listening is losing their mind and going to remember this. All right, I'll find it.
The Giants, though, by the way, another reason that this was the 30s football. Flaherty played for the New York Yankees.
Ah, yes.
The football New York Yankees, of course.
Adam Graves and Andy Bathgate of the Rangers.
Okay.
Both number nines are retired.
Okay. Will the Sabres do that for Vanek and Dahlin? Sorry. Loaded question for 6:37 in the morning. But Neighbors, though, him getting number one, like he put out a statement, like I know like my responsibility right on this front, or maybe that wasn't the word he used, but John Mara used that word. The Giants owner, who, by the way, he's Mr. Like, hey, I don't want these crazy celebrations out here, right? He wrote, Malik understands that this comes with a certain responsibility, and he needs to conduct himself and represent the organization and the Flaherty family.
Well, it's funny you mention that. Brian and Tonawanda, we're going to get your call one moment. You may or may not remember, CeeDee Lamb re-signed with the Cowboys. What number does CeeDee Lamb wear?
88.
Why does he wear 88?
Didn't Jerry Jones tell him to wear it?
Yes.
Because he wants his number one receiver wearing 88?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So there's another example of the owner felt, I want to give you this number. This number is important to us.
Yeah.
You have a level of blah, blah, blah. And if you're CeeDee Lamb, I thought this during...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Contract stuff. Like, are you kidding me? You drafted me and thought how important I was and how important a number on me was, and now I have crazy produced. Am I supposed to believe you're not going to pay me?
Right.
You're not going to let me walk out that door. You gave me 88.
Right.
Numbers. Good stuff.
And he does, too, right? Because, like, not, man, there's more pressure on you now when they unretired the first number ever.
Ever retired.
And imagine how dumb you look if you're he's not going to turn out to be, like, a bad player. He's going to be incredible. But imagine he just becomes, like, a basket case or something. And him and them start fighting all the time or whatever over who knows what. And then you look back and go, we unretired our number for that guy.
Yeah.
The first number ever. It does set a little bit of a dangerous precedent.
Somebody writing in, Yogi Berra and Bill Dickey, I believe, both have number 8 for the Yankees.
Okay. Number 8 for the Yankees? How many numbers are retired for the Yankees?
Oh, it's all of them.
That's why Judge is wearing like 99 out here.
Yeah, it's like all of them.
Okay.
Brian and Tonawanda. Hey, Brian. Thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Quick question for you. Yesterday I was watching the Pat McAfee show, and Bill Belichick was on talking about how it was harder to attract free agents due to the higher tax brackets in the Massachusetts area. Having said that, what would your thoughts be on states that have higher tax brackets, such as New York, California, et cetera, having a higher salary cap to compete with the states such as Florida, where they have no state tax?
Thanks, Brian. I saw this mentioned by an NFL reporter, I forget which one, but someone was pointing out this idea, like Florida state income, no state income tax, and you know, Texas and Massachusetts, they're all different. One thing worth mentioning, all these players play on the road 8 times. And this is something that I've learned, that if you're a professional athlete, if you're a hockey player, you get taxed everywhere you go. So if you play 41 games in New York, 41 games, boom. Then they also play a couple games in New Jersey, and a couple in Canada, and a couple in Texas. And all of that per game, that all is, you have to do all of that. So football.
So you get to, if you play a game in Toronto, you get Ontario taxes?
As I understand it, that is how you're going to Canada to work.
Okay.
And if you're an NFL player, you're a Bills player, you're going to get taxed in, or not, in Florida, in Maryland when you go to Baltimore, in Kansas City. That's how it works loosely. Apologies for not knowing all of it. But anyway, what I saw the NFL reporter point out was that, okay, you've got a massive difference between New England and Texas. So what happens there is that agents will ask for more from a team in New England.
Okay.
And teams like Dallas will ask for discounts. Well, you don't need the same money.
Right.
You're in a different kind of state here. Come on. You don't need the same contract as Justin Jefferson. So it does factor in, but how much of a difference is it? I'm sure it's a difference.
Do you think there are times players and agents, though, will say to that, like, hey, you don't need this. It's the same money in your pocket at the end of the day as Justin Jefferson, but the guy might go, yeah, but I want it. I want the number.
Exactly.
I want people to know I'm the highest paid receiver. I want people to think or know I'm the highest paid receiver in football.
Yeah, exactly.
I want the number 38 million per year out there. The agent especially is going to want that, right? So that probably happens and evens it out more than you think, too. I think this has been a storyline in hockey all offseason also, because Florida has been getting so many players recently, and like, hey, should we switch this and switch that? And there's been a couple studies on it that like it's not really making much of an impact.
No,
it's making a little bit of an impact, but not a ton.
And there's so much team control in most of these sports that by the time you get to free agency, like I saw, who said it today? Like you said, Belichick's on the Pat McAfee show. And Ben Volen of the Boston Globe jumped on that. The idea that any Patriots fan should be using that is an excuse. Like, that's an excuse.
Wait, using what? The Belichick's?
Using that, well, that's why New England's not getting free agents. It's the taxes. Like, no, that's not why.
Oh.
That's not why.
Right.
And, you know, how many teams in the Northeast are super competitive? Von Miller signed with the Bills. Huge.
Right.
Like, the Bills are getting free agents. So it is a factor. Does it determine where somebody signs? It might. Maybe Gabe Davis chose Jacksonville because the other offer was the same and he's going to put more money in his pocket, or maybe he wants to go play where he was in college, basically, right?
Like, right.
So there are a lot of factors. The idea of giving the teams more cap space, I don't think there's much of a push for that really at all. I really don't.
Doesn't sound like it to me.
Doesn't sound like
it's ever anything either that's like, hey, this is on the table for the owners today at the league meetings.
Yeah.
Or this is even on the docket to discuss. I feel like I've never seen that it's more than just an idea in the media.
More calls on the other side, 803-0550. Dave Glenn will get right to you. We're open for you. And I've got to tell you at the top of the hour, my idea for Josh Allen. And it has to do with all the overrated stuff.
Okay.
And the trash talk stuff. It's time for Josh to take the next step. You might know where I'm going. 803-0550, Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.